Gemara says on Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak, Halacha Tzricha Shepei Machzek Ez Rosho Berubo V'Shulchano. Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak say that the minimum size of a sukkah ketana is that it has to hold Rosho Berubo V'Shulchano. Amalei Rav Abba Keman Kebei Shamay? Amalei Ela Keman? Very strange conversation. Rav Abba asks him, what, you go like Beishamay? He says, yeah, who else should I go like? We paskin like Beishamay. Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak says that the shear of a sukkah ketana is Rosh of Ruba v'Shulchano, and we paskin this way, even though that sheet is Beishamay, as we'll see soon, we paskin that way. Maskev la Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, v'maydi Beishamay v'esil v'sukkah ketana pligi, dimon v'sukkah gedola pligi. So the Gemara is, how do we know that Beishamay v'esil v'maydi v'sukkah ketana? That Beishamay holds Rosh of Ruba v'Shulchano, and Beisil holds only Rosh of Ruba. Dilma b'suka gedola pligi. Maybe they're arguing about a suka gedola. On the Yosef apuma de matulta v'Shulchano b'suka bayis. What's the case? But maybe they're arguing about a suka gedola, big suka, plenty of room. But the person is sitting apuma de matulta on the doorway of the suka, and the shulchan is b'suka bayis. Beishamay savri gazrina shemi moshech acha shulchano. Beisil savri lo gazrina. Maybe the Machlokas Beisham Beisil is talking about what kind of a sukkah, not sukkah ketana, but rather sukkah gedola. Yosef apuma de matulta, he's sitting on the edge of the sukkah. The shulchan is besoch habayis, and the whole Machlokas is, do we make a gzeira? And we go to Shemi Moshech Acha Shulchano, that this sukkah, that he's not yotze, because we're afraid that since he's sitting apuma de matulta, maybe he'll be nimshach Acha Shulchano besoch habayis. And if he's eating, if he's nimshach acha shulchano, then it's like he's sitting in the bais, right? His head is under the shulchan, so that's like he's sitting in the bais. That's obviously, he's not going to be yotze in such a case. So even if the sukkah gedola is ksheira, it's totally fine. It's the right size. It's more than zayin al zayin. It's more than vav al vav. It doesn't matter what the size. It's 10 amas by 10 amas. But we're afraid that maybe it'll be nimshach acha shulchano v'soch habayis. That's Beishamay Shita. Beisil disagree, and they say we're not gozer. Maybe that's what Beishamay Beisil argue about, and not about a sukkah ketana. Says the Gemara, and I'll prove it to you. The Dekanami, the Ketani, the Mishnah later on in Daf Chavches says, Mishay Rosh of Ruv v'sukkah v'shulchan v'sukkah v'sukkah Beishamay Poslin v'Beisil Machshiri. Rosh of Ruv v'sukkah v'shulchan v'sukkah v'sukkah this exact case. You have the shulchan v'sukkah v'sukkah so Beishamay say that Hostel Beisil say kasha. Bim Isa, if you hold that Beisham Beisil are arguing not about sukkah gedola, about the gezerah shemi mashach hachashochono, but rather they're arguing about what? About sukkah ketana, machzekes ve'ena machzekes mi boile. It should have said machzekes ve'ena machzekes if it's holding Rosh of Ruba v'shulchano. It's not mishahoya. Mishahoya sounds like it's a case. There's a case. Rosh of Ruba v'sukkah, shulchan v'shabai. That sounds like sukkah gedola. That it's the question is, are we gozer in a hechetimtza? If you hold that they're arguing about a sukkah ketana, so then it should say machzekes ve'ena machzekes. If it's holding zayin al zayin, holding vav al vav, what's the size of the sukkah? So says the Gemara. Maybe they don't argue about sukkah ketana at all. Maybe they only argue about sukkah gedola. There's also the Gemara, but sukkah ketana lo pligi. But they argue about sukkah gedola, not ketana. V'atanya machzekes Rosh of Ruba v'shulchano k'sheira Rebbe Omer achibo arba amas l'arba amos V'atanya idach Rebbe Omer kosu k'shem v'arba amas l'arba amos P'su l'vachacham omrim afilena machzekes El Rosh of Ruba k'sheira V'ilu shulchano lo ketani. There are two braises. Both of them quote Rebbe that the shear of the sukkah is dalet amas al dalet amas, but the other shita in each braise seem to argue. One writes it says Machzekes Rosh Ruba v'Shulchano. The other one says Machzekes Rosh Ruba. Doesn't mention Shulchano. Kashin Adadis. It's Dachastira. You want to say Rebbe's arguing with some other Tana, but the other Tana is contradicting himself. Must be that that's the Machlokes Beishamay Beisilah. And what are they arguing about? A Sukkah Gedola? No, that's a Sukkah Tana. Machzekes, right? Kol Sukkah Shein Bar Ba'amos La Ba'amos. Machzekes Rosh Ruba v'Shulchano k'sheira. That's talking about Machzekes. It seems like Beishamay Beisil Ataka arguing about Sukkah Ketana. Amar Marzutra Masisa Nami Deka Min the Katani Beishamay Poslin Beisil Machshirin. The very Mishnah that you quoted before is a raya that Beishamay Beisil are arguing not about Sukkah Gedola, but rather about Sukkah Ketana. I know you say that if they're arguing about Sukkah Katana, it should say Machzekes Ve'ena Machzekes and not Mishahaya, but it does say Beshamay Poslin. It says Beshamay Poslin. Beshamay Poslin sounds like we're talking about the size of the Sukkah. They passel in a Sukkah Katana if it's not holding Rosh of Ruh Shofana. If Beisham Yisrael are arguing about what a sukkah gedola can go to Yosef Apumah b'din Matalta, that we're afraid Shami Mashiach HaShulchan. If that's the problem, Beisham Yomim lo yotso Beisil Omim Yosef Yibayle. The lashon shouldn't be post on Machshir, and it should be Ayu Yotze, because we're not talking about the sukkah, we're talking about the gavra. What's the question here? Is the question about whether the gavra is Yotze, or the question whether the sukkah is Ksher Apsula? It's hard. Hard to know what they're arguing about, because there are smuchim lakan lakan. There are raya's, there are the yukim in the mishnah lakan lakan, as to what Beishami and Beisila Taka disagreeing about. Sukkah ptana, sukkah gedola. On the one hand, the loshin is postman. On the other hand, it says mishahaya. Mishahaya sounds like it's a hecha timtza. Sounds like it's not talking about the sukkah, it's talking about the gavra. So which way is it? So says the gemara, both. Right, the lakasha mishahaya laolam b'tarti pligi. Really, Beisham Yisrael are disagreeing about both. Pligi b'suka ketana, the pligi b'suka gedola, v'chaser machser v'hafiktani. They really argue about both. There's something missing from the mission. He really should say like this: mishahaya rosh of ruv b'suka b'shachan b'sarabayis. Beisham omrim lo yotzo, Beisil omrim yotzo. First of all, they're arguing about mishahaya. They're arguing about what case? Suka ketana, suka gedola, mishahaya, suka gedola. Exactly. They're arguing about Sukkah Gedola, called the Yosef Apuma de Matulta. The Shaila is, are we go to Shemi Moshech HaShulchan on that? That's Shaila number one. V'sha'ina machzeket salakadei rosh avru bo'bilvad v'shami poslanu v'sila machshirin. And they're also arguing about the Sukkah, not only about the Gavro, whether he can be Yotze the Sukkah Gedola, they're also arguing about the Sukkah Katana, whether the Sukkah is Ksher Apsula. If it's only Machzekes Rosho Verubo and not Shulchano, that's also Machlokes Beisham Yisrael. They're really arguing about both. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. So, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, Beisham Yisrael are disagreeing about two things, about a Sukkah Ketana and a Sukkah Gedola. A Sukkah Ketana, Machlokes is, what is the minimum share of a Sukkah? Rebbe holds Dalet Amas or Dalet Amas. Beisham Yisrael both disagree. Beisham Yisrael says Rosho Verubo and Shulchano. How much is that? So Rosho Verubo is what? So the Rosh explains Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. Quotes a Yerushalmi that Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. We assume that a person sits in an Amma, which is six Tfachim, and the Shulchan is a Tefach. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Shulchan is a Tefach. Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. The Gemara later on is going to say Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef, actually, for those who've seen the keys. And Zayin on the base. In the sukkah asuya kekivshon, you know, the circular sukkah, they have the whole, all those pictures, you know, when you thumb through, you flip through sukkah, you see the cute, the interesting pictures on the ches, you know, how they figure out the areas and the circumferences and of circles and rectangles and squares and everything. So, gavra ba'amsi yosef, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says gavra ba'amsi yosef. Michti, gavra ba'amsi yosef, trying to figure out how many people can fit in the circle, right? In the circle, if you can inscribe a square of 4x4. So Gavra Bamsi Yosef is Dr. Yerushalmi, and the table is a tefach. That's what Beisham is assuming. So if the sukkah is Machzekes Rosho Verubo but not Shulchano, then how big is it? Vav Tzachim and Vav Tzachim, because Gavra Bamsi Yosef. Beisham holds it. You need to be Machzekes Shulchano too. That's Beisham Shita, that it has to be Zayin Tfach Ma Zayin Tfach. That's the Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel about Sukkah Ketanu. Zayin al Zayin. Beisham holds it needs Zion al Zion because it has to hold the Shulchan too. What's the problem? Should it really need Zion al Zion? What should it need? It should be enough to have Zion al Vav. Why Zion al Zion? A person is sitting this way, let's say, right? So where's the Shulchan? The Shulchan's in front of him. So the Shulchan's in front of him, then you have to add an extra tefach in that direction. But you have to add a tefach on the side? Why should you have to add a tefach on the side? Gavra ba'amsi yosef. If you take away the shulchan, gavra ba'amsi yosef means he sits in 6x6. So if you add the shulchan, right, if the gavra is sitting, take an aerial view over here, right? The gavra is sitting over there. So that should be 6x6. He's sitting ba'amsa. So if you have to add a tefach for the shulchan, fine, but add the tefach only here. Why should you have to add a tefach on both sides? Why should it have to be Zion al Zion? It should be Zion by Vov. Whose kasha is that? That's the Sharetzion's kasha, right? The Achronim has this kasha. It should really be Vov al Zion. It doesn't have to be Zion al Zion. Where do we get the Zion al Zion from? So there's a pulp pilpul about the Achronim. They give different answers. The simplest answer is that the shear of the sukkah is not set in one direction. We want to allow the gavra to sit in any direction. He could decide he wants to sit in the other way. So what, we're only going to have it Zion al-Vav, he has to put the table this way? It makes sense that the chachamim, that the halacha Moshe Sinai is a shear sukkah in all directions. That he could put his table this way, he could put his table that way. So mistam it Zion al-Zion. That's the simple answer that the Sharetzion gives. So that's the simple answer. The more complicated answer we're going to get to a little bit later in greater detail. You might not have understood fully what he was saying. That really, Be'emes, Me'ikir Adin, Vav Al Zayin should be enough. Gavra Ba'am Si Yosef. You need to put a shulchan in there, so in one direction you have to add the extra tefach. Vav Al Zayin should be enough. The problem is that if it's not Zayin Al Zayin, B'Shamay understand that if it's not Zayin Al Zayin, it's not called a dira. So it's called a dira srucha. It's a new phrase that we haven't discussed in great detail. Dira srucha just means a cramped living space. It's not really, that's not a chosh of a living space. That's not enough for a sukkah. Sukkah has to be a dira. It doesn't have to be such a big dira. Yeah? It doesn't have to have a fancy chandelier. It just has to be zayin al zayin. That the person should be able to sit in the makam with his shulchan. But sitting in the makam with a shulchan, it has to be a dira. And if he feels cramped while he's sitting in front of a shulchan, that's not called a dira. That's a dira srucha. A dira srucha is lav dirahi. A different kind of teretz. He invokes the ran. We're going to get to this ran later on. So two answers. Either we want the gavra to be able to sit in any direction. That's why it's zayin al zayin, according to Beis Shammai. Or no, really, it should only be vav al zayin. But it's only Vav al Zayin, that's a Dira Srucha. So even though technically you could fit the Shulchan in on one side, we require Zayin al Zayin, as if not it's going to be a Dira Srucha. But that's Beisham. That's Beisham with a little bit of a beer from the Sharetzion. And Beis Hillel argue, they say no, the Shir of the Sukkah is Vav al Vav. That's regarding Sukkah Ketan. Now comes the Gemara and says that Beisham Beis Hillel argue about Sukkah Gedola as well. That Beis Shammai holds Gzeres Shemim Moshe Chacha Shulchano. If the person is Yosef Apuma de Matalta, he's sitting on the edge of his Sukkah Gedola, but the Shulchan is Vosoch Habayis. Shulchan is Vosoch Habayis, and he's sitting over here. So there's a Gzera that he'll be Nimshach Chacha Shulchano, and if he eats under his he eats over the Shulchan, but outside the Sukkah, then he's not going to be Yosef. Beis Shammai is gozer, Beis Hillel is not gozer. So the question is, what's the relationship between these two machlokas? Two disagreements, Beis Shammai is gozer. Sukkah Ketana, Sukkah Gedola. You think that they're related? You think they're different? Why should it matter if they are related? The shaila that all the Rishonim ask is, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? Do we know how to paskin in either one of these machlokas? Does the Gemara give us a hint? So Sukkah Ketana, the Gemara paskins for us. It says, right? Kibesh Keman Kibesh Shammai Velo Tozos Mina. Sounds like the Gemara is telling us that Beis Shammai is right by Sukkah Ketana. That it has to be Masechet Rosh Hashanah Rubo Shulchan. That's why I keep on saying that we paskin the minimum Shir Sukkah is Zayin Al Zayin. The Gemara even seems to say that the Meshech Sukkah is Shilat Fochim. The Gemara in multiple places. We'll see. Daf Zayin and Daf Tez Zayin. There's many places the Gemara says. So it sounds in the Gemara, we paskin like Beis Shammai, at least regarding Sukkah Ketana. That's what Tosus quotes, B'Shem Rav Amram Gon. The B'Shisha Makomos Halacha Ke Beis Shammai. In six places, the Halacha is like Beis Shammai. This is a rarity. It's a collector's item. Because normally we assume that Beis Shammai B'Makom Beis Hillel in a Mishnah. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we know we paskin like Beis Hillel. So there are 18 cases, the Yud Ches Dover. 18 cases that the Gemara has in the first parak of Shabbos that we pass in like Beis Shammai. So these are six other cases. They're not part of the Yud Ches Dover, but also. These are also exceptions to the rule where we pass like Beis Shammai. And Tosfos gives you some of these cases. We don't have to focus on all the cases. We're learning sukkah here. We're not learning sadin b'tzitzis in the other cases that he brings. But this is one of the examples where it's an exception to the rule, we pass like Beis Shammai. Okay. So I ask you again, is there a relationship between the two cases? If there is, right, if the time of the milsa, both in Sukkah Katana and Sukkah Gadol, is the same, so you would imagine that if you pass like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Katana, you should pass like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gadol. Right, why not? Chor, same time, right? So that's the question, is it really the same time or is it not the same time? So that's what Tosfos says after he finishes with the Shisha Dvarim that we pass like Beis Shammai. So then he asks Akasha from the Mishnah, from the Gemara Brachas. Yamasha posak behach the hofak of Beis Shammai, that which Rav Amar Gon passed to Beis Shammai here. Ein lahakshas mihadam yom perakav the brachas. The Amar of Yosef asak of Beis Shammai, lo asa velo klum. But Yosef says that someone who does like Beis Shammai is lo asa velo klum lefi Beis Sil. Meaning if Beis Sil Beis Shammai have a machlokes, and Beis Shammai has a certain psak, and you follow Beis Shammai, Beis Sil says that you were not makayim the mitzvah that you were supposed to do. There's no kiyum mitzvah. Lo asa velo klum. And the Gemara brings a raya. Well, what Gemara are we talking about? Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara to understand what Tosfos is referring to. What's the case in Brachos? The Mishnah Brachos and Daf Yudam Abayis quotes Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. How is a person supposed to read Kriyishma? You know, it says Beshach Bechov Kumecha. When you're sleeping, when you're getting up. So Beishamai says Bo'erev Kolodom Yatev Yikru Baboker Yamod. You have to eat, you have to say Kriyishma the way that a person is functioning. Ba'boker, that means b'kumecha, you have to stand up. And ba'erev, you have to be b'shachbacha. And Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel says, kol adam kore kedarko. How does Beis Hillel know that? Doesn't it say b'shachbacha b'kumecha? So the Mishnah says, no, Beis Hillel understands b'shachbacha b'kumecha is talking about the zman of Kriyishma. That b'shachbacha is when people go to sleep. B'shach shebnei adam shachfim, b'shach shebnei adam kamin. You have to read Kriyishma b'shach shebnei adam shochim. You have to read Kriyishma in the morning b'shach shebnei adam kamim. It's a function of the zman, not the derech of Kriyishma, but rather the zman. Beis Hillel says b'lechtecha v'derech tells me b'lechtecha v'derech, how a person walks, meaning whatever way you read Kriyishma, whatever way you find yourself, that's how you read Kriyishma. So the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes Reb Tarfon, who says that he was baba derech once. He tasted likros kedivei b'shamim v'sikanti ba'atzmi. I put myself in sakana from the listing. So they told him, "Kedai ha'yisalocha ba'atzmacha shavart al divrei Beis Hillel." You should have. It's hard to say, but you know, you should have gotten into trouble because you went against Beis Hillel. You followed Beis Shammai. You're supposed to follow Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to Kriyishma, you're supposed to follow Beis Hillel. The kol adam kara kedarko. The shav v'chav kamecha is just the function of the zman. So on that, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph says. Funny Rav Yecheskel, also Kedivei Beis Shammai, also Kedivei Beis Hillel, also. Yecheskel says you could do either one. Rav Yosef Amar, also Kedivei Beis Shammai, lo asa v'lo klum. No, if you did like Beis Shammai, if you're standing up and then you decide, oh, I want to have great kavanah, so I'm going to sit down, that's incorrect according to Beis Hillel. You're not supposed to sit down for Kriyishma, you're supposed to read Kedarko, however you find yourself. If you're sitting, read sitting. If you're standing, read standing. How does Rav Yosef know this? He knows it from Sukkah. The Tnan, Mishaya Rosho, Verubo, Besukkah, Beshachonim, Besachabai, Beshai Posna, Besul, Machshirin. Omelahem, Besil, Beshamai, Maisa, Shochu, Zikne, Beshamai, Zikne, Besil, Levakaris, Rav Yochan, Ben Acharanis. Zikne, Beshamai, this came from both. Beshamai, Besil, went to visit Rav Yochan, Ben Acharanis, and Sukkis. It's a Ushaya Rosho, Verubo, Besukkah, Beshachonim, Besachabai, Zvul, Omelo, Klum. Said Beis Hillel, Zigne Beis Hillel, said Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai, you know, they found Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis sitting with Rosh of Rubel B'Sukkah B'Shachar B'Sar HaBayis, and they told him nothing. So that's a raya to us, that what? That there's no Gzeir of Shammai Moshech HaChashuchana. Amr Lahem, Yisham Raya? Afheim Amr Lo, and Kema Yisra, Noeg Lo, Kiyam Tenitzvah Sukkah B'Yamecha. Said Beis Shammai, they did give him Tochacha. They told him that if you did this, you never will make a mitzvah sukkah. You never will make a mitzvah sukkah. So what did his shulchan is b'soch habayis? Did he bend over to his shulchan b'soch habayis? No, he ate in the sukkah gedola. So why couldn't he be mekayim mitzvah sukkah? Must be asa kedivrei what? Asa kedivrei beis hillel lebei shamai lo asa velo klum. So if you did like beis hillel, what does that mean? That you ate in the sukkah gedola with shulchan abasach habayis. Beis hillel would say that it's good, but beis shamai says not good. So beis shamai holds that if you do kebeis hillel, you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's what they said. Lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah. You never were mekayim the mitzvah sukkah because you didn't do the way you were supposed to do. That the gzeira derabbanan chazal are going to be misakin. That if you don't act the way the chacham wants you to act with the gzeira derabbanan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. What does that mean? You're not the chacham are okay the mitzvah deraisa completely. Some rishonim talk a learn like that. The mamish okay the mitzvah deraisa. They want to be so careful that you're not going to be nimshach hacha shochano that they'll say even if you're not nimshach, but if you do it in a way that you might be nimshach, you're not going to be yotzei erum. Many Rishonim hold, it's not that you're not Yotzi at all, but you didn't do the mitzvah properly. You never will mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa miyamecha. Because the Chachamim say it's not a mitzvah b'shleimusa, you're not doing it properly. Not that you are mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, you did the mitzvah deraisa, but it wasn't b'shleimusa, it wasn't the proper way to do the mitzvah, because the Chachamim built the gzeirah into the sinai. What does that do with us? That's also kebeis hillel, lo also klum lefi beis shamai. So Rashi fills you in and says, yeah, v'hu adinam. Right, just like asa kebeis hillel lebeis shamai lo asa lo klum, so too, what? So too by kriyishma. If you do like beis shamai, then beis hillel will say that you didn't fulfill kriyishma properly. From one, we can learn to the other. Okay, that's how Rashi explains in Brachas. Okay, what do we see from the Gemara in Brachas? That there's a machlokes beis shamai beis hillel about sukkah gedola. Are we goes to shemi yimashach hachashulchan or not? And the Gemara says that Asa Kedivrei Beis Shammai is Lo Asa V'lo Klum. Who Maisi Raya says Tosis Mehi Milsa the Sukkah Maisa B'Rabbi Yochanan Acharani Shecholu Shecholu V'Holchu Zikne Beis Shammai V'Zikne Beis Silo V'Vakra Hum Tzau Shayosh Rosh V'Rubo B'Sukkah V'Shecholu V'Sukkah V'Habayis. The Gemara in Brachas Amar Lo Zikne Beis Shammai Yim Keno Yisa Noeg Kol Yamecha Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Yim Keno Yisa Noeg Kol Yamecha Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Kol Yamecha. So what does that do with us? We're trying to figure out how to paskin here. It says Tosus umaskinan hosam the halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan hacharani. Askan of the Gemara in Brachas is halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan hacharani. Is that what? That we're not going to shemay masher hachashulchan. Where did Tosus see that in the Gemara in Brachas? Is there any mocker that we paskin that way? Any source? Comes to Maran and says, Tosus must have had a different gears in the Gemara and Brachas. You got to notice this. I mean, where Maskina? Where Maskina? It doesn't say Halacha in Brachas. Halacha Krib Yochanan Ben Acharanis? Doesn't say. So says the Maran, Tosus must have had that gears. Maskina, the Halacha, is like Beisila. So that's Tosus Kasha. Rav Amram going Paskins, like Beishamai Beisukah Katana. Like the mashmos of Agamara, lotozos mina, kibeshamai velotozos mina. Frek toises, but from the Gemara in Brachas, it sounds like you're paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis. Because Tosis had this girsa that the Gemara in Brachas concludes, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanis. It's doch astira. On the one hand, we're paskin like beshamai in what? Let's get this clear. The sukkah ktana. Sheer sukkah ketana, that's a din in the sukkah, and then you have the din of sukkah gedola. We rosho berubo besukkah, b'shulchan besuch habayis. So by sukkah ketana, we pass it like beis shamai. By sukkah gedola, that's the question. It says Tosfos, it sounds from the Gemara in Brachas that we're going to pass him like Beis Hillel. Because that's his girsa. If you don't have that girsa, you're not beholden to say that. But that's Tosfos' girsa. So Tosfos has a stira, right? Because he says from the Gemara in Brachas it sounds like Beis Hillel. It says Tosfos, it's not a problem. It's not a stira. It's different. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai in both cases. It says Tosfos, it's not a kasha. Ein lahak shos meho daminan etc. Yeah, he plugged the sukkah gedola, the maskina, the betarati pligi. Bahi halacha kebei silo, abel hocha besukah ketanu, baha halacha kebei shamay. Says Tosis, these are two cases, never the twain shall meet. What does one have to do with the other? So because the Gemara that Gimel quotes two machlokas and Meshara Beisil, one about Sukkah Ketanah, one about Sukkah Gedolah, we have to say the Psak is the same for both. Vushteit doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara leans to say that we pass like Meshara Beisil Sukkah Ketanah. They're not by Sukkah Gedolah. Says Tosis, we talk, don't pass like Meshara Beisil Sukkah Gedolah. But rather, the Gemara in Berachos implies that for Sukkah Gedolah, we pass like Beisil. So Tosfos says that in Sukkah Gedolah we pass like Beisil. Because it's two different cases. What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? And this is how the Baal HaMor learns as well. It's a very important Baal HaMor. If you have a Gemara, please turn to it. I want to look at the Baal HaMor together with you. The Baal HaMor says that Sukkah Gedolah and Sukkah Ketanah are two different cases. You can't ask from one to the other. Just because we pass like Beis Shammai, Beis Sukkah Ketanah, doesn't mean we pass from like Beis Shammai, Beis Sukkah Ketanah. The Baal HaMor, in the second line, he quotes the riff in the first line, but we'll leave the riff out for now. We'll get to the riff. He says, the Sukkah Gedolah, this is on Gimel Amid Beis in Dapi Arif, in my version of the riff. All the Dapim that I give you in the riff are from the old Gemaras. So you have to look at the new Gemaras. Look at the top. They show you the daf in the old Gemaras. Says the Baal HaMor b'sukkah gedolah. I'm sorry. B'sukkah ketanah vaday tamayu de Beis Shammai. Let's skip even more. Let's start with the third line. The kaimalon. I don't want to show my hand before we see the psak. Then we'll see the svaras. The kaimalon de betarti pli Beis Shammai u'Beisil. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai will argue about two things. Ubesukah ketana ifsika hilchasa behedjik Beis Shammai kider Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak halacha tzricha shtei machzekas roshu v'ruv v'shulchana. By sukah ketana, we paskin like Beis Shammai. That's in the Gemara. Tzricha shtei machzekas roshu v'ruv v'shulchana. V'hainu sukin bekula masechta shir sukah ketana zayin tefachim. That's what I said before. That throughout the Masechta, you see Shir Meshech Sukkah Shiva Tvachim. Shir Meshech Sukkah Shiva Tvachim. You'll see the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Alocha at the end of Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph that we'll get to tomorrow. He quotes you all the Makaros, all the sources. He went through all of Masechta Sukkah, like we all should. Right? So he says throughout the Masechta, you see the Shir of a Sukkah Zayin Tvachim. Who's that like? That's like Beis Shammai. So clearly, you're passing like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketanah. Is the Baal. The Ilu LeBeis Hillel Kshera. As long as it holds Rosh Avruba, that's enough, even if it doesn't hold Shulchan. Halacha is not like Beisil or Beis Sukkah Ketanah. It's off the Baal HaMor, but Sukkah Gedolah, Kaimon Kavasayu. We do pass him like Beis Hillel in Sukkah Gedolah. If Yosef Apuma the Metalta, a person is sitting on the edge of his Sukkah with Shulchan, so Habai is there, Beisham Beisil of Avachogas, if it goes with Shami Mashiach HaShulchan or not, there we pass him like whom? Like whom? What? Beis Hillel. Right? B'sukkah gedolah kaim la kavasa. We pass like Beis Hillel that when that goes to Shemi Moshe. That he's Yotzei. Why? Why should we pass like Beis Hillel? What's a good reason to pass like Beis Hillel? It's posher why we should pass like Beis Hillel. Why? Whenever there's a machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we pass like Beis Hillel. Sukkah Ketanah is an exception. Right? That's Tosis. It's one of six exceptions. We have 18 exceptions here, six over there. A couple of exceptions. But normally, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. Lo ashkechan man de dochilei. No one is doche Beis Hillel by Sukkah Gedolah. U Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. We should pass like Beis Hillel. Zok de Baal HaMor, like Tosfos. By Sukkah Gedolah, we pass like Beis Hillel. No gzeira. By Sukkah Ketanah, we pass like Beis Shammai. Aye, but Sukkah Ketanah, Sukkah Gedolah, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel are arguing about the shear of the Sukkah. They're arguing about Sukkah Gedolah, Sukkah Ketanah. The Gemara puts the two of them together. If we pass like Beis Shammai in one, why should we pass like Beis Hillel in the other? Says the Baal HaMor. What does one have to do with the other? Mixing pickles and oranges. What are these? Pickles and oranges? What do we have in this thing? Apples and oranges? Okay. Umisukkah Ketanah, Lesukkah Gedolah, Lo Gamrinan. Deha Taim Alachud, Deha Taim Alachud, Lo Talya Chada Bechaverta. The two totally different reasons. And the two totally different reasons. Why should I say that one machloka should be dependent on the other? Why should I say one psak should be dependent on the other psak? That's the Baal Amar, like Tosfos. He's echoing the same idea as Tosfos. Question is, what do the Baal Amar and Tosfos mean? What's the difference in the Tam? What is the different reason that we have one by Sukkah Kar, one by Sukkah Gedola, therefore we hold that they don't have to be dependent on each other? So that's what the Baal Amar continues. He says that we know the Tam of Sukkah Gedola Lefi Beis Shammai. Our Gemara gives the reason. Why do Beis Shammai say, Misha Yoshev Rosh of Rubel Besukkah Beshokhan Besukkah Bayis? He's not Yotze because Shema. He's not Yotze. Why? I just gave it away, right? Shema Yimashe Chacha Shulchada is a Gzeira. So the Tam of Sukkah Ktana, that we know. That's a Gemara. That's our Gemara. But what's the Tam of Sukkah Gedola, right? Beis Shammai Gazrina, Beis Hillel Lo Gazrina. So that I know. The Shaila there is, do we make it Gzeira or not? But what's the reason of Sukkah Ktana? So that's the Gemara of Zayin Beis. That's the Gemara that we've quoted before. Abaye says on Daf Zayin Amud Beis that there are a bunch of Tanoim, a number, a whole group of Tanoim who hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. And we saw that Gemara, I think on the first day. Amar Abaye, Rebbe, Reb Yoshi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Gamliel, Reb Shammai, Reb Eloz, Reb Acherim, Kulu Sfira Lehu Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. They all hold Sukkah Diras Keva Be'in. Rabbi Yehuda, we know from our Mishnah. Sukkah shegevah l'mayla mechaf ha'ama psula, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says even a sukkah taller than 20 amas is ksheira. Why? Zokta baye, diras keva ve'ina. He holds that it can be a diras keva. Maybe it has to be a diras keva. Even if it doesn't have to be a diras keva, it always has a din of diras keva. Now each line over there is like half a shir, right? We spoke about this at great length. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's one shita. But Beis Shammai is another shita, the diras keva be'ina. Beis Shammai did not mishayi rosh of ruva v'sukah v'shachana v'sarabai is Beis Shammai postel v'sul machshirin. Zachta abaye, Beis Shammai postel, why did they pasel a sukkah rosh of ruva v'sukah v'shachana v'sarabai is? What case is he talking about here? Sukkah gedol or sukkah ketana? So the Rishonim explain, Abaye is assuming that he's talking about a sukkah ketana. Sukkah ketana. That's the diras keva. It's a din in the chefta shel sukkah. It's not a din in the gavra, whether he's yotzi or not. A din in the chefta shel sukkah, diras keva ve'ina. So he's talking about sukkah ketana, and Beis Shammai says that the sukkah ketana has to be machzekas rosho v'rubo v'shachano zayin al zayin. Because diras keva ve'ina. Diras keva ve'ina. So says the Baal Amar, the pasuk like Beis Shammai in sukkah ketana, but we don't necessarily have to paskin like them in Sukkah Gedola, because the two have nothing to do with each other. By Sukkah Gitana, the reason why you need Rosh Ovarubo Vishulchano, Machzekes Rosh Ovarubo Vishulchano, is because Diras Keva Beina. Diras Keva Beina, what's the obvious question? Diras Keva Beina. Paskim Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina. What's the kasha? We'll get to it. But Diras Keva Be'ina. So says the Baal Amar, Hatayim Aluchud, we paskin like Beis Shammai, that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'ina regarding this issue. The Inyan Zed, that you need Rosh of Ruvu Shachana, the minimum Shir Sukkah Zayin Al Zayin. But the shaila of Sukkah Gedola is whether we're gozer Shemi Moshe Hachas Shulchano. There, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. We're not gozer. We pass like Beis Hillel. We don't make a gzeira. So that's what the Baal Amar says. Yisukah ketana l'sukah gedola lo gamina d'ha tam l'chud v'ha tam l'chud lo tayo chad v'chaverta. Hilka chalocha ke Beis Shammai b'sukah ketana ke Beis Hillel b'sukah gedola. Because they're not the same reason. They're not the same reason. Says the Rosh, I'll bring you a raya that they're not the same reason. The Rosh also agrees with the Baal Amar Tosfos. And he says, I'll bring you a raya that they're not the same reason. A few rayas. He says, What's the raya? The lashon of the Gemara is the raya that the shita of Beis Shammai by Sukkah Katana is not because of Shammai Mashiach HaKashavona. Why? What's the lashon of the Gemara that the Rosh quotes? Anyone? What's the lashon of the Gemara that's mashma that has nothing to do with whether it goes to Shammai Mashiach HaKashavona? Anyone? Let's see the Rosh inside. Rosh is in Siman Aleph. Rosh says, "Begdola halacha kebe silad lo gazvin and shemim lashach hachashochana, avol bektana halacha kebe shama kedepasik hacha. V'chein mashma haloshen tzricha shtei machzekes, tzricha shtei machzekes." That's the right. What does the Gemara say? Tzricha shtei machzekes rosh of ruva v'shochana. So says the Rosh, that shows you that shitas be shama has nothing to do with the gzeir of shemim lashach hachashochana. By sukkah ketana, careful. By sukkah ketana, the minimum shear of a sukkah has to be Zion al Zion. Because of Shemi Yimashrek HaShulchanah, then why does it say Shtricha Shtemachzekes Zion, Kdei Rosh of Rubo v'Shulchanah? Why does it say Shtemachzekes? What should it say? It should say if it's only Machzek Vav Tochem Avav Tochem, there's a problem if the Shulchan is not there. But that's not what it says. It has to be Machzekes what? Rosh of Ruba Vishokhana. Has to be holding Rosh of Ruba Vishokhana. Has to have room for Rosh of Ruba Vishokhana. But if it's Vav Tfachim, not in the Shulchan, is outside. Umairi says the Rosh, Shehu Vishokhana Besuch HaSukkah. Bloshayachach HaTayim HaShem Yimashim. What's the Gemara saying? It has to hold Rosh of Ruba Vishokhana. That's the Sukkah has to hold that. So Zayin al Zayin is the minimum Shir. Vav al Vav is not enough. What's he saying? Mm-hmm. What's he saying? Bloshayach hachatayim Hashem yimoshech ela b'shir hechsher sukkah kamefugi. What's he saying? So comes the Karban Asanel and he says like this. This is Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that the Gemara is setting up a chilek between machzekes Rosh of Ruba v'shulchano and eina machzekes ela Rosh of Ruba not shulchano. It sounds like we're talking about that the Shulchan's always with you. The Shulchan's in the Sukkah. Either the Shulchan is separate from the Gavra. The Gavra is Ba'amsa Yosef, and then he has another Tevach of Shulchan. Or he's Dochak, the Shulchan, inside him. You know, he's sitting tight, and he has his Shulchan on top of him. Right? So he's only in 6x6, not 7x7. Not that the Shulchan is... you know, is before him, it's in front of him, and he has his food at the shulchan like most people do, right? They sit over the shulchan. No, the Rosh is saying, from the Gemara, it sounds like, if it's machzekes Rosh of Rubo v'shulchano, birevach, that the shulchan's not on top of him, he wasn't dochak es ha-shulchan l'toch ha-sukkah, so it's kosher, that's good. But if dochak shulchano l'soch ha-sukkah, then it's possible. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That's how the Karban Asanel explains the Rosh. The Chaimash Parlosh and Tzricha Shtei Machzekes V'lo Kamer Tzricha Shtei Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan V'Sukkah V'Soch HaSukkah. It doesn't say you need the Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan V'Soch HaSukkah. The Rosh of Ruba and the Sukkah and the Shulchan has to be in the Sukkah, because if the Shulchan's outside the Sukkah, Shema Yimashach HaShulchan. It doesn't say that. It says Tzricha Shtei Machzekes Rosh of Ruba V'Shulchan. It's a shear in the chefta shel sukkah, says the Covenant Sanhedrin. El shema mina demayri shehu v'shulchan v'sukkah sukkah. It sounds like the shulchan is always in the sukkah. The Gemara is talking about the shulchan in the sukkah. Umikol makom psula, if it's vav al vav, it's possible. Kevin da alpi hadchaku ve'enu yochel leishe v'revach. Psula shtei machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shulchan v'revach shu zayin al zayin. The Rosh is saying from the losh of machzekes, it sounds like the sukkah has to hold the Rosh of Verubo and Shulchana. As opposed to what? As opposed to if he's dochek the Shulchan into his 6x6, that's possible because it's not forever. That's the problem. The problem is not that if he has Rosh of Verubo in the sukkah and Shulchana outside the sukkah there's an issue, that would be a gzeir of Shemi Yimashech. But from the Losh of Machzekes, it sounds like we're not talking about the scenario where he's in one place and the shochet's in a different place. We're talking about that the shochet's inside the sukkah anyway. The question is it berevach or is it not berevach? It sounds, claims the Rosh, it sounds like there's no gzeir of Shemi Yimoshech by the sukkah ketana. So why does Beis Shammai hold that you need Rosh of Rebbe Roshochana? The answer is, like Abai and Zayin Abayis, that Beis Shammai holds sukkah diras karabayin. It's a different time. It's not Shemi Yimoshech. Why is it not Shema Yimoshech? It says the Rosh. Because there's no Shema Yimoshech, no gzeira here. Because we're not talking about that the shulchan's outside. The case by sukkah ketana is that the shulchan's inside. The only question is it revach? Is it not revach? Right? Is it cramped or is it not cramped? So that comes Beis Shammai and says it can't be cramped. It's got to be revach. Now I do admit this is not such revach. I could hear revach being you know 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is not so revach, but it's more revach than 6 by 6. Okay, so for our purposes, that's called berevach. But that's the idea, that it has to be berevach, and not that you're going to be dochek it into your 6 by 6. But you see, says the Rosh, from the Losh HaMachzek, is that the Tam of Sukkah Ketana and the Tam of Sukkah Gedola are not the same. And that's why we can paskin like Beis Shammai by what? By Sukkah Ketana, but we're not going to paskin like them by Sukkah Gedola. Because do we hold the Gzer of Shem Yimashach HaShulchano, Efsher? We can say, no, maybe not. Maybe pass like Beis Hillel. We're not afraid of the Gzeres Shem Yimashech HaShulchano. But we still pass like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana because Sukkah Diras Kevabi. Okay. The one problem is what we just mentioned. We hold, like the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, that Sukkah Diras Arai Be'inan. Sukkah is supposed to be a Diras Arai, not a Diras Keva. So what's Abahi saying? Well, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, but we don't paskin that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. What's going on? So the Rishonim will answer that kasha. The Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor touches on that. Baal HaMor says what? The Diras Keva Be'inan means different things in different contexts. Afagav the Kol Kiani Tanoi Tamayu Mishu Be'inan Sukkah Diras Keva. Ikim Enayu Kil Chasav, Ikim Enayu Lo Kil Chasav. We don't have to paskin like all the Tanoi Mabaya quotes. Kvius can mean different things in different contexts. Abai is just saying that each one of these tanaim hold that you need more kvius than the bar plukta. They're arguing with someone else who assumes that you need less of a kvius. But there's all different types of ways of defining what kvius is. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah defines kvias in terms of height, taller than 20 amas. Beis Shammai is talking about kvias in terms of the width and the length of the sukkah. They're not talking about the same thing, but each one holds more of a concept of sukkah diras keva. They're obviously not the same, says the Baal HaMor, because they argue with each other. Teida dar bein l'rebi bein l'beis Shammai sukkah diras keva be'ina. Abaya quote, two of the Tanaim Abaya quotes are Beis Shammai and Rebbe. About the shear of a sukkah, Rebbe holds Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Beis Shammai says Rosh of Arubo Vishulchano. Zayin Tvachim a Zayin Tvachim. They argue. They're arguing about the same Nekuda. Right? They're arguing about the width and the length of the sukkah. And yet Abaya says they both hold sukkah diras kevabin. Now that doesn't make any sense. Right? How can they both hold sukkah diras kevabin if they argue? The answer is they both hold diras keva relative to whom? Beis Hillel. Right, they're more keva than Mesilla, because he says vav al vav. They hold either Zayin Tvachim or Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. They hold more keva than Mesilla. So that's why we call it Diras Keva. It's a relative concept. Relative concept. And that's what the Ritva says as well. The Ritva. The Ritva opens up with a sheer klali. You want to read the whole Dibra Maskil. He says you got to ask yourself a fundamental question. How do we paskin by Sukkah Gedola? Should we compare it to Sukkah Ketana? Should we not compare it to Sukkah Ketana? He has a whole shaila. He raises a whole shaila. So then he addresses it. He says he quotes the Baal HaMor that we split between Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketana because the timing are different. Then the Ritva at the end is for Avagad Veinan Diras Arai B'Mili Avagad Veinan Diras Arai. Even though we pass in the Sukkah Diras Arai B'Inan, it's not supposed to be Diras Keva. Familiachrina by a kviusa ktsas shetemav zekas roshu v'ribu v'shulchan. Dilo diras ruchim. So the Ritva, like the Sharetzians ran, that even though we paskin diras sarai, sukkah is not a diras keva, but le'inyan zeh it needs a kviusa ktsas. Right? It has to be a little bit of a kvius roshu v'ribu v'shulchan, because if not, it's a diras rucha. It's not called a dira. So dira's kev is a relative concept. Sometimes we hold dira's arai bina, and sometimes we hold dira's kev bina. This is Tosis in the Balamar. Good questions. Okay, Tosis in the Balamar basically tell us that there's a split. Split between sukkah dira's kev, between sukkah gedol and sukkah tana, because the timing are not the same. The time for Beis Shammai and sukkah katana is diras keva beina, and there we can pass like Beis Shammai that diras keva means a little bit of keva. We don't hold diras keva beina mamish, but a little bit has to be keva kviusa ktsas, like the Ritva says. If not, it's a diras srucha. Has to be a minimum kvius in order to be called a dira. But sukkah gedola yosav apuma de matulta. What's the issue there? Whether it goes to shemi imasha hachachachano, and there who do we pass like? Not Beis Shammai. We pass like Beis Hillel. That we're not goes. So that's why we can pass like Beis Shammai, Beis Sukkah Ketana, Beis Sukkah Gedola, pass like Beis Hillel. Who disagrees? Yes, yeah.
Are we going to put them together?
Put whom together? Tosis in the Balamar? Yes,
Tosis
sir.
Tosis seems to only be triggered by the seemingly inconsistency in his Girsa. He doesn't really provide reasons. Rabbi would say that the reasons that Balamar is would presumably be the ones for
presumably, right. I think so. Who disagrees with the Balamar and Tosis and the Rosh? The Riff. It's a world famous Riff. One of the most famous riffs on the sukkah. The riff says no. We actually pass like Beis Shammai in both, not only in sukkah katana, but even in sukkah gedola. But why? They're two totally different reasons, two totally different issues. What's the answer? Are they two totally different issues?
No.
Says the riff, they're both the same. Both the same reason that even sukkah katana. Yisod Hashem Yimashach HaShulchanah. Beis Shammai holds Rosh of Ruba B'Shulchanah because Hashem Yimashach HaShulchanah. So if we find that the Gemara, see, it's going like multiple ways. It's going back and forth here according to the Riff, right? First of all, the Riff says what? You pass it like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedolah. Right. Why? Since we pass like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, let's say it a little bit. Poses in the Baal are more understood Sukkah Ketana according to Beis Shammai and Yes Kev. But the Riff holds no. Even here, it's Gzeira Shema Yimashach. So says the Riff, if the Gemara passes like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, and the reason is Gzeira Shema Yimashach, so then we should pass like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Gedolah as well. Because the Gemara passed like Beis Shammai in one, so therefore we should pass like Beis Shammai in the other one too. That's what the Riff says on the Gimel Amud Beis. Quotes Abaye, all the Shitas that hold that Sukkah Diras Keva Beina. And says the Riff, whenever you have a Shita means that you have a slew of Tanoim that are holding a certain way, we don't pass them like that. Generally we don't. Shita means that these are the exceptions. These are the Deos Yochid that we don't pass can like. Says the Riff. Afagav the Kaimel and the Kolki Hai Gavna Shita Hivales Hilchazakachamenayu. Hochi Katarti Menayu the Hilchazaninu. Normally, when you have a Shita, we don't pass can either. But here, there are two that we do pass can like. One is Osis Ukoso Kamin Srif. We're not going to discuss that. The Idach. What's the second one of the Tanoia that we paskin like? Mishahaya Rosh of Ruva Vesukha Vashachana Vesachabayas. The Kaimel and the Hilchasa Bahaki Beis Shammai. The Lav Tamayo de Beis Shammai Mishun de Bina Diras Keva. And the Tamayo Mishun de Gazvina Shem Yimashi HaHashachana. What's the word saying? Lav Tamayo? Who said it is Tamayo? Abaye said the Tam is Diras Keva Bina. So comes the Riff. Abaye thinks that Beis Shammai's reason in Sukha Ketana is Diras Keva. But we don't hold like that. How do we know we don't hold like that? Who doesn't hold like that? What's the Riff saying? Who doesn't hold like that? Abaye told us the time of Sukkah Ketana. Who told us that the time is Gezerah? Who told us that the time for Beisham is Surabitan is the Gzeira? Who? Who? Where? Our Gemara and Dav Gimel. Right? The Gemara and Dav Gimel that connected Betarati Pligi, that connected Sukkah Katan and Sukkah Gedola. Since we know the time of Sukkah Gedola, Lefi Beisham, Gzeira Shami Mashach, and the Gemara puts the two of them together, you'll see tomorrow the Ritva, the next Ritva that I gave you. Jump a little bit. The next Ritva says, where did the Riv get this from? to put the two together. Kevin the Isnu Gabe Hadodi Bechad Bova Chad Taima Ika. There is one reason for both of them, because Isnu Gabe Hadodi. Look, according to the Gemara, it's a Chasur Machzer V'Hachi Ketani. They're both halachas, Sukkah Ketan and Sukkah Gedol, in the same Mishnah. Why do you put them together? It must be there's the same reason, says the Riv. Not like Abai. Abai wants to say that Beishamai's reason for Sukkah Ketan is what Diras Keva. Says the Rif, no, I think that's wrong, because our Gemara doesn't hold like that. It's Machlokas HaMoraim what the time of Beis Shammai is. But we paskin like our Gemara and Daf Gimel, that the time really is Gzeira Shemim Mashiach HaShemano. And therefore, that can teach us that the Halacha is like Beis Shammai even by Sukkah Gedol as well. That's the Rif. That's what he echoes on Daf Yud Gimel, Medapi Arif, by the Mishnah in the second parak. One reason, a united front. One reason. It's all Gzeira Shamim Mashiach HaShulchan, says the Rif. So he passed like Beis Shammai. By what? By Sukkah Ketana, not like Abaye. Abaye is learning Beis Shammai Nidin Diras Keva, but we're not learning like that. The Gemara of Gimel is not learning like that. Since it puts the two of them together, it sounds like it should be one tam, Gezeira. So if you're passing like Beis Shammai regarding Sukkah Ketana, then we should pass like Beis Shammai regarding Sukkah Gedol as well. We are Choshesh for this Gezeira. So it could be the Rif would hold Abaye doesn't paskin like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Ketana, because Abaye assumes that Beis Shammai holds Diras Keva Be'inan, and it's a Shita. He doesn't paskin like that. But we're not beholden to his time. If we're not beholden to his reason, then we can't paskin like Beis Shammai. What's the problem with the Rif? We're going to have to spend a lot of time tomorrow, Mitzvah, talking about the Rif. But I want to start you off. What's the problem with the Rif? Think about it. Rif is saying that the time of Sukkah Ketana is Gzeira Shemi Yimoshech HaShulchan. Now, by Sukkah Gedola here, what's the case of Sukkah Gedola? The Gemara told you, Yosef Apuma de Matulta. You have a big Sukkah, it's as big as this room, let's say. But the table is out the door, right? Not just the little thing to keep the door open, right? The whole table is out the door, right? So, and I'm sitting right over here. I could be sitting over here. If I brought the table in, I would have a problem. But I have to be sitting next to the door, and Sukkah over here. Right? And the table's outside. So what's the case of Sukkah Ketana? Why is it Shemi Yimash? What's the Gzeira Shemi Yimash by Sukkah Ketana? What's the case? Is there a table by Sukkah Ketana?
Inside.
Table's inside? What's the size of the Sukkah Ketana?
Rosh, right.
Zayin al Zayin, right? It's Rosh of Ruv of Shulchan. If it would be only Vav al Vav. So it would be only Vav al Vav. The Rif wants to say, we pass Nebe Shammah, that it's. That he's not Yotze, that's Psula. Why? Gzeira Shemi Moshe HaShulchan. What Shulchan? Who's Shulchan? It's Vav al Vav. Where's the Shulchan? Is there any mention of the Shulchan? We're talking about the size of the Sukkah. Just because it's Vav al Vav, so it's hard to put the Shulchan in there, but who says there is a Shulchan? Maybe the guy's just eating without a Shulchan. Let's say the guy is eating without a Shulchan. Is that possible? Why should that be possible? Shemi Moshe HaShulchan? There is no Shulchan. Who says there is a Shulchan? The Rosh gave us a case where there's no Gzeira of Shemi Moshe HaShulchan anyway, by blah, blah, blah. What's that case? But you said, let's say the Shulchan's inside. Dochak es HaShulchan Mifnim, the Korban Asanel in the Rosh. What's the Rif talking about? There's a Gzeira of Shemi Moshe HaShulchan by a Sukkah Ketana? What Gzeira? Who Gzeira? Why should there be a Gzeira? Manav Shach. If there's no Shulchan to speak of, so So then there's no gzeira. I'm not going to be nimshach. I have my bread inside the sukkah. I'm eating from my bread inside the sukkah. What's the problem? What are you going to tell me that there is a shulchan? But where's the shulchan? If it's vav al vav, we could be talking about a case with dochak shulchan b'fnim. The Rif would say that I'm not yotzi in that case. If dochak is a shulchan, you put the shulchan in with you, vav al vav tochen, it's not in front of you, but rather it's on top of you. You're not going to be yotzi? There's no gzer shemi yimoshech in that case. What's the Rif talking about? Who has this kasha? Who has this kasha? Come on, you gotta notice these things in the Rishon. Who? The Rashi? The Rush. The Rush asked this on the Rif. Okay, let's see. How much of the Rush did I give you? I don't recall. The Rush, okay, if the Rush asked this, great. The Balamor asked this kasha. Yes. I wanna see if the Rush asked it. Let's see. Rav Alfasi Savar the Khatan Latavai, Bishnay Pasik of Shaman. Are you saying that's what the Rush means when he says that it's Myri that the Shulchan is inside? The Baal Amar says it beferish, Zach. Come, let's turn back to the Baal Amar. Now we can go back to the three lines that we left. Who's the Rav? The Rav? The Baal Amar is quoting the Rav? The Rav is the Rif. Ka'amar harav zal the tamayo de beshame mishum de gazvinu shame moshach ha shulchano. Now we can read the whole Baal Amar. I can't read the Baal Amar before. It's confusing. You read the Rif and you say this, I don't understand. Abaya doesn't hold like that. It's just too confusing. Take it slow. First read the third line, then go back. It's a big sugya. The Baal Amar quotes the Rif, who says, no, different pshat, not like Tosis and me. He says, Tamaya de Beishame, Mishim de Gazvina, Shemi Mashach HaShulchano. So on that, the Baal Amar says, Holesa, that's wrong. Holesa ela besuka gedola. There's no gzeir of Shemi Mashach HaShulchano Ketana, only besuka gedola. Aval besuka ketana, vane Tamaya de Beishame, Mishim de Rest Kevahu. Besuka ketana, the Tamaya Beishame can't be gzeir of Shemi Mashach. It's got to be de Rest Kevahu. Why? Shari ain't no shulchan besuka baya Shemi Mashach Acharov. Who said that he has a shulchan in the house? Why are we so concerned of Shemi Mashach HaShulchan? Mehechateisi. Where's the Shulchan? Where is the Shulchan? He has a Shulchan in the bias? No one said that there's such a case. Let's say he doesn't have a Shulchan in the bias. He's either Sukkah or Vav Al Vav. It's Rosh or Ruah. It's not Machzik Shulchan. The Rif should say that that's good. Because there's no Gzeir of Shemi Mashach HaShulchan. Why is there a Gzeir of Shemi Mashach HaShulchan by Sukkah Ketana? Sukkah Gedol is a Hechitimtza. You stay sitting at the edge of your sukkah, you have a shulchan outside, we're afraid you'll be nimshach achar shulchan, it's Hechitimtza. If you're going to say that Sukkah Ketana is the same case, then there's mamish no difference between Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedol. It's the same Hechitimtza. That's not what Sukkah Ketana is. Sukkah Ketana is a case where you're not sitting at the edge of your sukkah with the shulchan outside. Either there is no shulchan at all, or as Zach's Rush says, the shulchan is b'fnim with you. Dachak shulchan b'fnim. But either way, where's the gzeira of Shemi Mashach HaShulchano? Well, what's the Rif talking about? What's the gzeira? I saw a hand. Yes.
Maybe according to the theory, that's a normal case that you would have a shulchan, and the gzeira is not a normal case. I mean, you're not going to make the gzeira is not going to go in every single case. I mean, you could come up with a case where the gzeira doesn't apply, but you still have the gzeira. I mean, it's still going to work. Usually,
does anyone say that the case of Sukkah Ketana is where you have a shulchan? Does Beis Shammai even say that the case is where you have a shulchan? Tzricha shetei machzek es rosho v'rubo v'shulchan. That sounds like if it's not machzek es rosho v'rubo v'shulchan, it's only machzek rosho v'rubo, and where's the shulchan? Not here. There is no shulchan. Machzek rosho v'rubo, but not shulchan. Beis Shammai say that's possible. The normal case is for it to be a shulchan. The whole situation is where it's machzik rosho v'rubo and not shulchan. Sammy,
isn't a sukkah supposed to be like a bias or a deer or something like that? Doesn't that require something more than just empty walls, like a table or some amenities to make something you can live in? Like, can you assume that the regular case?
I hear what you're saying. You're making a very good point, which we're going to get back to in a slightly different context. But the poshut pshat is that the sukkah ketana has to be a certain shear. You're saying it has to have amenities? I mean, a table, you mean?
That would affect the shear, yeah.
Okay, we're going to get back to it. That's a good point. We're going to get back to it. But I want to hold on that. That's a very deep comment, which we're going to get back to. Yaakov?
It's not just there's no table. The Gemara is also assuming the different Lashonos. Yatza, lo yatza, and kshir psula. The Gemara is being machab, meaning we end up coming to chasur and metzora, so I heard when Rabbi said...
You're trying to answer my question or
no,
ask another question?
No, I'm trying to add to the comment, honestly.
Okay,
if that's okay. Meaning,
yeah, it's okay.
Originally, when it's a chasur mitzvah, and it does read, it's like one mishnah, but if you realize the only way the Gemara got to that was by saying, there's a huge chiluk here, because at one point we use yatzal v'yatzal, another point we use shir psulin. So it seemed like even more so that we're dealing with two completely separate...
Or better yet, you can bring the rushes right. Machzekes. Right? Machzekes doesn't sound like... Right? Machzekes ve'ena machzekes means it's holding something. Right? What's the shir? So it's Eina Machzekes, the pshat is it only holds Rosh over Rubo, it doesn't hold Shulchan. Where's the Shulchan? Shulchan's not here. Either it's inside with you, very tzafuf, right? It's very cramped, or it's not here at all.
And the Kshir and Psuin also is not a Lashon for a person.
Okay, I hear. What's the simple answer to this, Kasha? Shema Yimosha Chacha Shulchan, what does that mean? Yes.
It's just too small. It's obvious, but it's just so small that you might naturally fall out of the sukkah.
Fall out of the sukkah. Not fall out of the sukkah, but one of the Rishonim has something similar to what you're saying.
The Meiri
says maybe Shema Yimashech is that if your sukkah is so small because of Tzaras Hamakom, you might want to leave the sukkah. Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchanu in the bayis, not next to the sukkah. You have a shulchan in the bayis. You have a dining room. The dining room with beautiful chairs. You have a china cabinet. Whatever you have over there, right? You know, who's going to want to sit like this? You're not going to want to sit six by six tfachim. 7 by 7 tfachim, no problem. That you'll want to sit. Right? Okay, there has to be a minimum shit. Right? 7 by 7 is about 6 by 6. Zok the Meiri. Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchano. The Rif is saying, maybe you'll be nimshach after your dining room table. You'll say, I'm out of here. That's what Shema Yimoshech means according to the Rif. That's the Meiri. The Ramban says simply, the Ramban, Muhammad Hashem, which we'll see in Mirtz Hashem. Before we get to Sammy's part, the Ramban also says what Sammy is saying. We're going to have to get to that. It's a very, very important point. But the simple pshat that the Ramban suggests is that Shemi Moshe Chacha Shechona might mean that who wants to eat without a table? He'll bring a table. Now we're talking about he doesn't have a table. It's 6 by 6. There is no table here. But he'll be so uncomfortable eating without a table, maybe he'll bring the table. But he's not doesn't want to throw the table onto his lap. He'll bring the table from his bayis close to the sukkah, and then he'll be nimshach achar shulchan. In Achanami, we're talking about a situation where there is no table here. It's machzik roshov rubo, not shulchan, only vav al vav. What's the problem? The problem is shema yimashach achar shulchan, but there is no shulchan. Nah, you'll bring the table. You'll bring the table because you don't want to sit without a table. And then once the table is there, you'll be nimshach achar shulchano and you'll eat outside the sukkah. That's what the Rif meant. That either because the makom is so tsar, it's so constricted, you'll leave the sukkah in gansen entirely, or you'll bring the table here and then you'll be nimshach achar shulchano. And it's to that the Rif says that it's mamish the same reason as sukkah gedolah. The same reason as sukkah gedolah. They're both a function of Shema Yimashach Achar Shulchano, and that's why if we pass in like Beishamai regarding Sukkah Ketana, then we should pass in like Beishamai regarding Sukkah Gedolah as well. Yes, question.
So back to the Psulim point, so you would say that when it's that small, there's a Psulim Sukkah itself, meaning why is the Mishnah Mechalik in the Lashonim?
That's the Kasha. It's still a Psulim in the Sukkah, because it's right now, it's a psul in the sukkah even if you don't bring the table yet. It's a psul in the sukkah right now because we're afraid of the eventuality that you might bring the table. So you're not going to be otse in a sukkah of 6 by 6 because we're afraid of the eventuality that you'll either leave the sukkah or you'll bring...
Gola, you can always bring a table in. It's not a psul in the sukkah.
Right, exactly. The sukkah gadola where the table is on the outside, you always bring it in and eat berevach. But sukkah ketana, there's no solution.
Makes the sukkah possible. That's you.
Exactly. Because the area is too small to bring the table in, and we're afraid you might leave the sukkah, or you might bring the table close to the sukkah and then lean out, so then the sukkah is psula. Okay. Look at some more makaris. For the next makaris, we're going to be dealing a lot with the riff. Now, we've developed the yisod that there's a fundamental machlokas over here, whether the tam of Beis Shammai and Sukkah Katan is diras keva, or shamim moshech hachashulchono. Sounds like it's a machlokas, whether it's derais or derabonon, is it exera, not exera. There are many issues that might hinge on this question. And after we get through some of those issues, then we have to pedal back and really try to understand the riff. Are we really getting to the bottom of the riff, or is there something else that's lurking beneath the shafts?